What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting After Dark. It is, well, it's supposed to be Friday, but it's Wednesday when we're recording this, and I just messed everything up because it's my first day. But we have a great guest today. It's Alex McCarthy. Hey, how are you? We have a guest. Hello.
She wants my phone to go on YouTube.
Oh, all right. YouTube.
She wants to look at dinosaurs, guys.
There you go. What dinosaurs.
What's
what do you want?
What?
There we go. Oh,
that's it now. She's off.
Yeah.
Good girl. Yes.
Good girl. Apologies.
No apologies needed. Let's do this. How are you, Alex?
Yeah, man. Not too bad at all. Getting pumped. And it feels mad that we're like, you know, two or three kind of weeks away.
You shut your mouth. It's not that close.
It is. It truly is. When do you get here?
Saturday. The
26th. Shit. Yeah, it's gonna be good. Like, obviously, the Money in the Bank buzz was really great, and honestly, that was a great weekend. But for All In, I think it's just gonna be like another level. Obviously, once you get there and see Wembley, and like, there's like kind of like a famous walk up to Wembley. Two, which is just going to be littered with wrestling fans. I just know that the atmosphere is going to be killer. I can't wait. This is like this. For years, you know, us UK fans, us entitled UK fans have been moaning. Roy, you know what he's going to get? You know what he's going to get? You know, we've been moaning for all of these different things and saying we deserve the shows and all of that. And This is our year, right? This has been an amazing 12 months for us. So, feels like the cherry on the top.
Yeah.
I would never call UK fans entitled, because when you guys get your way, actually the entire continent of Europe will get their way, because it's really easy to get to the UK. So naturally, like, when you guys do it, it's really easy, because like, all of us get to see it too. Because, like, I'm going to the States. Are you kidding? Like, I'm not. Like, applying for visa. You have no idea how, like, pain in the ass that is. So, thank you for being so. Oh, look. Is that a, butt? Yeah.
Yep. She definitely knows she's on Fightful.
Oh.
Yes. Hi, pup.
There you go. See, we trying, love animals.
I'm trying to mute, yes, so that you don't hear all of his puppy rumblings. But he's only 9 months, so he's a bit all over the place. I joke when I say entitled fans, obviously, but I think, you know, because UK fans try and, like, take over shows, as it were, there is always that kind of running joke. But I think this year, you know, Money in the Bank proved anything. That was like a really electric show. And I think All In's going to be even a step above that. Has to be. It'd be nice if we knew some of the things on the card, but, you know, we'll get to that, I'm sure.
Well, we're getting closer to that, and I'm really excited about it. You mentioned Money in the Bank. Would you mind explaining yourselves to me, you UK fans? Why did you have to remove your shoes because you hated Roman?
Huh.
Like,
well, I mean, my...
what is that?
Yeah, so like, football chants in general were like a bit of a fixture for us. But this one, my first exposure to it was actually for Zach Gibson. Obviously, that's not his name anymore in NXT. But that's what the British fans used to sing, like, stand up. You know, it's kind of stand up if you hate somebody, which Roman, I think, got later on in the show. But take your shoes off, and then everyone just waves their shoe around. Like, yeah, we hate this guy. We're showing you in shoe form. So yeah, I don't know. Zach Gibson is the first time I saw that at a wrestling show. So yeah,
nice.
Like, I mean, like, how can you think of removing your shoe? Like, honestly, who throws a shoe? Okay,
sometimes it's a lot of work. You know, you strapped on your Air Force Ones. It's not an easy thing.
Like, can you imagine if there are like people with combat boots on? Like, yo, wait for us. Like, Are you wearing combat boots?
No, there'll be no combat boots for me.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
I anticipate these things, Maggie, right? I know. I know my shoe might be coming off. I wear easy access shoes. You have to be prepared.
Oh, you UK fans. Okay. So that's something really I'm really looking forward to, because like we've talked to you because like we've been on the show previously. I've shared my enthusiasm for UK crowds, and I miss them so much, and I miss NXT UK. And hopefully NXT Europe is right around the corner, because I'm really, really excited. I want to see UK crowds every week, because like there's something else. It's like, I'm not saying, you know, that US crowds are boring. I kind of am. But like, you get to see that every week. Okay, you get to see that every week. Come on, Rob.
I'm just giving you crap. That's all.
I know.
I mean, I think it's a combination, right? Of like the at a time. So, like if you watch Attitude Era, which I've probably watched 98 through 2004, like no joke, about five times. I'm not joking. That's a lot. Like every week, the crowd are hot. Every week, yeah, right? Okay. So. At that point, obviously, you got your hotbeds like Chicago's and your New York's and whatever. But like, I still think that it has more to do with the product than the place, mostly. Because even in England, I've been to shows at the O2 where it wasn't good, right? Like, you know, and the card isn't great. I remember they closed one show. So, you know, like the dark segment where they have like basically the most popular person come out. Adam Rose came out
with the Rosebuds and everything.
With the Rosebuds, yeah. And like Triple H came out.
So he was still face.
Yeah. Triple H pedigreed him to send everyone home happy. And that was that. And it was like, that was something. That's when like Fandango's music was red hot as well.
Oh, no.
And there were some dark years. No. There were some dark years, Max.
Oh, my God.
But I think like right now, because obviously WWE's product is genuinely red hot. There have been good American crowds. I mean, Puerto Rico was an amazing show to watch, right? The Backlash. And again, I think Money in the Bank, and it's going from strength to strength, which a couple of years ago, it was really hard to see, wasn't it? You know, like kind of before the Bloodline storyline, I guess you could correlate. But it was hard to see where WWE were going to get this kind of new... I thought there was a million miles away from selling out shows again, but here we are.
Actually, Puerto Rico set the bar pretty high. Pretty high. And I just hope that this becomes an annual thing and every year Backlash is at Puerto Rico. Because, like, everything from start to end was different. Production was different. Like, you know, the shot, you know, of the venue from outside to into the inside. Like, that was so... I enjoy that immensely. Because you can see that it's a different kind of show. I hope they do that every year. And then we saw that in Money in the Bank. It was
and Montreal and for Sammy
and Montreal. Yes, we absolutely did. Now, granted, they do go to Canada more than the UK. I kind of feel like so. Yeah. Hi. He's gonna pop in and out.
He'll just jump around. Don't you worry about that. I think it's so weird though. Like if the timing's right for WWE and like you know someone's hot, and I think the Puerto Rico, obviously Damian Priest and like Zelina, you had enough, and there was legends we hadn't seen in a while. It was like the perfect cocktail, right? Where
it was.
You know, I used this pun because Maggie, but you know it's like the perfect thing where all the elements came together. So like you know, hopefully they would do something annually like that, or at least explore different places.
I love it. Well, what's the dog's name?
It's Roy.
Roy. So we're going to try Roy. To book Roy like, yeah, book pretty soon.
Naturally. He's a natural. The thing is that at Puerto Rico, they used the legends properly. Like
yes,
to
excellently.
Put over, you know, and not, you know, Goldberg-ly. Because please no, Like, people are still thinking that we're going to get Goldberg at Wembley, and I'm so fucking pissed. Because this means that the, you know, actual amount of the money that I gave them are going to get
Goldberg. Goes towards Goldberg. Who the fuck would Goldberg face? What would you do with
They're talking about tagging him with Wardlow against some team, and I don't want to see that. But, like, if that's the only reason, if that's the only way I can see Wardlow, I'd rather not.
Yeah, you'd pass just for that, right? Yeah.
I just know. Like, I don't, like, no, please. Like, you can have so many awesome things and awesome matches on the card. Don't waste them. Like, this, I sound harsh towards Goldberg, but, like, I gave my money to see, you know, different, you know, stuff.
Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, sure, Jeff Jarrett. Like,
if I was Tony Khan, I'd pay Goldberg a lot of money to let Wardlow, like, fuck him up.
Yeah, right? But, like, the thing is, you already sold 80,000 tickets. Like, why would you book Goldberg? It's already sold.
I mean, if you had to bring him in. I think the only great use of Goldberg's left is when somebody destroys him, basically. And then that gives them the ultimate rub. But otherwise, I don't... I mean, I've been very vocal about this. I just don't jive it with it. Like, it's the same...
I never got it.
Like, it was kind of cool when it first appeared, right? Like, when he was first around. I was watching
then.
Well, there you go then. Like, late 90s, it was, you know, it was kind of fresh. But then even that got old pretty quick. Like, when he turned up in WWE and did exactly the same thing to The Rock, I was like, oh, yeah. And obviously, I was a super biased Rock fan. But I was just a bit, you know, it's just not for me, right? Like, and I'm not saying you have to be someone who does 67, 450 splashes a match or anything. Like, that's not what makes a good match, but... I just think he does the same match every time. Every single... It's either a finisher fest or he fucks someone quick.
Get out of
there. Get out of it.
Star of the show.
Yeah. Anyway, not a fan. I hope it doesn't happen, basically. And yeah, I don't think Goldberg, no matter what the money, would let anyone just absolutely demolish him. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, like I said, if you want to, you know, because granted, obviously, like, not for me, but, like, Goldberg is an attraction. You want to use that attraction in order to put asses in seats. You already have that. Why would you, like you can... you can use that differently. That's, you know, all I'm saying. But talking about All In Hype, do you have, what matches are you looking forward to?
I mean, it's we don't really know anything of the card, do we? So it's pretty hard to, like, I know
it's
we know
really
like
hard.
Yeah, I mean I assume that Ospreay will work on top, but I mean I don't. Well, I that's say on top, like MJF and Adam Cole is the only match we really know, right?
Yeah, that's gonna be the main event.
Yeah, and so, FTR versus Young Bucks is likely.
Yes, which, you know, I will gladly watch, by the way.
Yeah, please. I'm so stoked about that.
Nothing against that. Yeah, I think I read, Jeff Jarrett versus Grado.
Yeah.
Hearing that's getting some traction. Could be a fun little, you know, let up, I guess. Could
Grado go over, so that's...
Bathroom match, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I interviewed Paul White at Wembley about 3 weeks ago, and he was heavily hinting that he'll be on the card, which I don't know where that fits in, but, you know, he seems to think he'll be on there. It's just hard. You know what makes it really hard is that All Out is so close to it, right? So some of the big matches that you think, you know, make sense, like, I mean, what's MJF doing the next week?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Yeah, but, like, where's what's Kenny Omega's match? Because Fightful Select had reported the match that is going around for Will Ospreay.
It's Jericho, right?
I was really pissed off about that. I ranted for about 20 minutes last week. I was so mad. Like, why? And again, this is nothing against Jericho, but like, I wanted to see an attraction, and like, I want to see the best. You know why? No.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me that Jericho, you know, he's especially in his later career, he's been very good at smelling, you know, who's hot or who's great, and just thinking, okay, I can get something out of this. It's not a bad thing to do that, but I don't think it's the grand homecoming for Will that maybe AEW probably think it is. I don't know, but. Like I said, it's hard to say what they're going to, you know, like Paige should have a featured match, really, right? Like, mm-hmm. Paige, Saraya. If we're talking about homecomings, as far as British stars goes, obviously Jamie Hayter is the one, but unfortunately she's hurt.
Unfortunately, so, yeah.
Kind of puts us in a bit of a position, but Saraya's got a big name. Like, you could get a big time match out of her. And again, we're a couple weeks out TV wise. What are we doing here?
I'm hoping there's a battle royal, like battle royale or battle royal, and they bring in Davey Boy Smith Jr. I would really, really love that, because I think
Simon Miller might make an appearance.
Are you kidding me? I'm gonna freak out.
I'm telling you, I think there is a battle royal or something, he's in it. I'm calling it.
That's cool. That'd be cool.
Yeah, but like, if he doesn't win, like, the entire place will riot.
The wild thing, and Simon Miller is, you know, I don't know how well either of you know him. He is one of the most genuinely lovely people in the world.
I adore the guy.
Even though it's like 80,000 wrestling fans, and you wouldn't think it, I bet you he'd get a huge reaction. I bet it would be monster for him.
I will flip out. I will. Like, you see all the signs in the audience. Simon, give me an up. Give me a golden up. Give me a death. And I'm like, you're so over. Like, security had to escort him out of the live in-person ups and downs after WrestleMania.
That's how
big the guy is.
Yeah, he's so great.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's one of the best people I've met in this industry. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. But I mean, as far as English surprises go, I mean, I'm interested to see what Tony's got up his sleeve. But I mean, otherwise, I really am enjoying the MJF Adam Cole story. Super intrigued at when they make this turn happen and who it is. You know, you would presume it's MJF, but and also you could make a case for Adam Cole.
Yeah.
And then there's the other side of it where I'm kind of sitting right now of like, don't think I want them to split yet. I'd like to see more.
Yeah, we just of this. Done.
So yeah, at least, I mean, listen, we've seen that hot stories kind of drive business. So I know Collision was a bit of an anomaly last week because of SummerSlam, but AEW been on the upswing.
Pretty good show.
Yeah, very, very much so.
Yeah.
SummerSlam was also weird, but I was puking, so like that's
why.
So stupid summer flu, and I had to leave a wedding. I was so pissed off. Like, yeah, it's yeah. They brought me cake last night to work, so they made up for it, for having a wedding when I'm sick. So that's
the audacity
on them. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I thought SummerSlam was an up and down kind of.
But like it was an okay show. Granted, it really was. I have no idea if because I was thinking that this was the last thing I'm ever gonna see in my life, because like I thought I was dying. So that's probably why. But it's my god.
Yeah, I mean. I think because WWE's been on such a hot streak pay-per-view wise,
yeah,
the bar is at a level where, you know, it has to be absolute home run really every time. And I don't think it was like, you know, a super memorable SummerSlam. That's just my personal.
Yeah, but like that ending, it was so weird. And that's, I feel like that ruined everything. And like now I really hate it when we have way more questions than we have answers. And it's been that way for 3 years now. Like, it's like
starting to push yeah, as well.
It's come on, like, how do you get to Cody next year for WrestleMania? Like, it's not happening anytime
soon. Or is it The Rock? Or is it The Rock? Who knows?
The Rock is not gonna dethrone Roman.
No, he won't dethrone him, but Roman might beat him.
Yeah, but like, we'll dethrone him. It's like, they're not gonna take that title off of him before that. This is a WrestleMania thing.
Yeah,
imagine what happens in TLC. Like, imagine that.
Yeah, imagine The Rock was the one to end it. Christ. I mean, I think right now, I still think Cody probably should have won it at WrestleMania. Personally. Oh,
yeah. Should have.
You know, that's I was there, and like, the whole air out of the stadium was like, oh. And I don't think it's aged great now, because what Roman is doing with his family, he could do without the belt, to be honest.
That whole storyline could be done without the belt.
Yeah, it could be. The family warfare, you don't need the world title there. What do we know? But that's my feeling. I just thought Cody was the right guy at the right time. Don't need it now. And if you're only building back to Cody next year, what was the point?
Yeah.
No, there was no point. There was absolutely no point. For that matter, heck, call up Carmelo Hayes and have him dethrone him. I don't care. Like, I will root forever for Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah.
Way more than Cody.
That's the dilemma. Like, the person who dethrones Roman, is the next guy, like the number one guy who's going to be your poster boy, taking Roman's place. It's going mad. Or it is Cody, basically. And I don't know if Cody is like the next up-and-coming star. He's already been in WWE for... Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not making someone brand new, is what I'm saying. I would like to see Cody get there for his story purpose.
Like, you're saying that you don't want to see the same thing that happened to Brock Lesnar breaking the streak, because like, he didn't need it.
No, he didn't. And then, that's the other thing. Like, at one point, it looked like, you know, like a Bron Breakker, maybe. I mean, he's kind of cooled off a bit, right? But at one point, it was like, oh, maybe someone like him. Or when people thought that Gable Stevenson might be something special, you know, and then obviously, yeah, we all have that reaction now because we know, you know.
Yeah, we know.
We know. But on the surface, when WWE signed him and you're like, okay, Olympic gold medalist, and he, you know, looks good and all this stuff, you go, plausibly could be someone, certainly in WWE's eyes. But already the fans are telling them the same way they told them about Velveteen Dream, like, do what you want here, but we're not going to get behind it. So dug themselves into a hole there. It is really hard. It is really hard to see who they're going to say is the next guy. And I still think... Damon Kemp. I do think there's a chance it's Solo. I really do.
It actually makes sense to be Solo. It really does.
I could see, for all of this, where Roman's elevated his family and they've worked in main events and all that great stuff, I could see the end game being to elevate, you know, the youngest and put him on the map and make him a main event. Like, I could see it.
It's like they already like started the thing with Seth and Cody all over again. So Seth is not beating Cody.
They don't need to circle each other. They really don't.
Well, I think we saw what's going to happen now with, I think Seth and Shinsuke are going to have a program. And
yeah, Cody, right.
I honestly think we're going to see Cody get involved with Judgment Day is what I think we're going to, I think where we're headed.
I mean, there's fresh things there. Finn and Cody, I guess. Yeah. I haven't seen that. So
yeah, I'll take it.
I would love to see that.
I would take it.
Absolutely. I would love to see that. Yep. So, things that I need to see in London.
Yeah.
You need to look at you, sweetie pie. Okay. So, what is the place I need to eat? Absolutely.
Depends what you want to have. Have you ever had a Nando's? Have you had this?
I have no idea what that is.
It's chicken, basically. So it's like chicken. Different spices of chicken. And we don't bite the microphone. We don't. No, we don't do that. different spices of chicken, rice, chips, halloumi, all of this good stuff. It's meant to be like Portuguese. It's good. It's good. Sean Ross Sapp tried it. He liked it. Look, you know, it's a cuisine for
international. Yeah, well, Sean will eat anything, so.
There is that. But, you know, it's generally received well. Some Americans are a bit like, what the hell was the fuss about? I get it.
Oh, no. Like, see, I'm a
European. Just don't worry about us.
Yeah, I'm a European. I'm not, we're used to regular food there. We're, you know, far Westerners. Like, they have, like, all the preservatives in their food and have no idea what real food tastes like.
Listen, when you go to America, though, the portion sizes are fucking gargantuan. Like, I went to Denny's when I was in LA for Mania.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't move for about 2 hours. I was in a coma. Just too much food. Too much food.
Too much food.
I don't know how you guys do it. It's crazy. Yeah. I'd be the size of a house. I would be.
I was at one point. So
yeah, I was gonna say, man, you're looking good. What's how's it all going? That
it's going good. It's going good. Still going like every morning, Monday through Friday. So still doing it. Still going.
Oh man, what's the diet like? Is it excruciating or?
That gets hard. Like that gets tough. But you know, like I still stay strong with it. And I'm just that's what's been tough. Like just maintaining. Part, yeah. Yep. Maintaining.
No pain, no gain, brother. You know this.
True.
Well, that's the thing that I always say that I like the
Maggie. You got abs and shit. You don't know.
I do not have any.
Yes, you do.
No more abs for me.
You're in good nick.
No more abs for me, Alex, sweetie. And I hate you for reminding me that I ever had some. Dieting is the hardest part. Like I can work out for an hour for hours, you know, but like. If you tell me, Maggie, you can work out for 30 minutes a day, just follow a diet. No, I'm not doing that. I'm
the same. Like, I work out Monday through Friday. Really, I enjoy lifting. Right, I'm quite a naturally stocky guy anyway. But if stocky means, you know, like not particularly tall, but wide, I guess. And then
I'm 5 feet tall. Everyone's taller.
I'm like 5'11", so it's not very tall, but it's not short. It's average. But if I let my diet go, I mean, I put on weight very quickly. So it's a very, you know, so far. Like when I'm at work, I drink my water. I've got my prepared meals. It's fine. I come home in the evening. It's rubbish. It is
every time. Every time, like
for
the entire day, I'm like, I'm doing so good. I eat so much.
Kids tonight. Oh, dear.
Oh yeah, sure. Bravo. Way to go.
I needed a quick fix. I was like, kids, I've got to go see my friends. I've told them I'll be on the show. Here's a Happy Meal. And that was the answer.
Jesus. So is that what having girls is like? Like they can, you know,
they get whatever they want.
They can take advantage.
Careful how I phrase this. I never like grew up thinking I wanted daughters, right? Obviously, I think most men grow up thinking, boy, right? You teach them how to play sports and, you know, I always thought I've got no wisdom to pass down to the women at all, right? Like, you just think naturally you want, you know, like a mini you, I guess, to kind of mold. Having a daughter is, and two of them, obviously, but having the first one open my eyes, it's the greatest thing ever happened to me in like the daddy-daughter love and that kind of bond. You can't imagine it until you have it, right? And they walk all over me. That's the problem.
I've seen that. You've posted on your Instagram. But like, listen, being a dad to girls, and I cannot stress this enough. This is really important because you get to teach your daughters what a man should you know, should be towards women.
Yeah.
And well, that's way they would know what they deserve and not deserve, and like what is good and what is not good, what is, you know, socially acceptable. You know, they know how, because like if your dad isn't present in your, you know, in your teenage years or any years and like whatsoever, you're gonna have a bad time, you know, throughout your life. So I mean, being a girl dad is really important.
That's funny, right? Because like, you know, as a dad, I guess you do want to kind of be the role model or like the yardstick for them, and kind of, but you know, you'll still think, I would not have called myself the perfect man or, you know, even a great gentleman prior to having children, because you're still, I guess, learning. Everyone's on their journey, right? And but again, kids open my eyes up to so much, which just helped me generally, you know, become a better person. Mate, stop. Look, I wish you could see him right now. What are you doing? You're barking at yourself. It's not my fault. You tangled yourself up. Right. He sees himself and he's like, huh? No, not rough. Not rough. Stop that. So, yeah, I mean, like just a development of a person, then you know, you want to help mold these girls. But, like, I mean, my dad left when I was like 6. So I always thought, yeah, being a dad was very important to me, is the point I was making. So although like I've learned a lot since becoming a dad, you know, my eldest is 7 now. Can we not?
Well, that's first grade?
She's just going into year 3 in England. I don't know what.
Oh, you guys are weird.
Elsewhere. So she's been in basically, you have reception, which is like, you know, nursery almost. But the first step is reception. Then it's year 1. She's just finished year 2, going into year 3 in September. And my youngest is 2 years behind her. She's just going into year 1. So it's
that's wild. Weird.
It is wild. But it, like, again, I always thought I wanted to be a dad, but never really. You know, you're talking about the tools earlier and how to guide them and make, you know, show them what's right and wrong in a man or just in general. But I guess, you know, they help mold me in showing me what's good and what's bad. So it's a weird but wonderful journey, trust me.
Yeah. Well, Alex, Maggie, you got another question? You want to wrap it up?
No, it's just to say really quickly that all of my guy friends who have daughters, they were all, you know, sluts before they
I cannot comment.
They treated women so poorly, you have no idea. So God punished them by giving them daughters.
Like, what are you trying to say? That I had 2 daughters? So that's what was I doing? Huh?
No, I'm just saying, Alex, sweetie.
You're connecting the dots. I see you.
I'm sure that you were a sweetheart before that. I'm just saying that usually when men have all daughters, there's a reason for that. Maybe you need to set a precedent for how, you know, fathers behave with daughters, how fathers are wonderful with daughters. You know, it's probably a good thing. It's not.
But now that I've been a model citizen for years, give me a boy.
There you go. Yeah. Well, Alex,
we'll get to working to that. Jesus. Yeah. Okay. Plug your shit.
I'll work on it.
Yeah. So before we wrap the show really quickly, please tell everything that you're doing, where people can find you, and because like I feel like this will take a while.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it used to be. So on Twitter is where I put everything, right? Or X. That's Alex McCarthy 88. You'll find me at Daily
with
Mail.
No blue check mark.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Now, I hear you can make money through Twitter now, so I'm actually tempted to get involved in this Twitter blue. I wasn't as active on Twitter because I just thought it was, you know, not a very kind place, to be honest. But yeah, I might give it a go again. Anyway, I still always post my work there. So you'll find that there. Alex McCarthy, 88. Daily Mail, obviously, is where I post all of the stuff. But you'll see me more on Inside the Ropes YouTube channel doing my interviews. And I do have a podcast with Kenny as well. Kenny McIntosh, of course. And that is Breaking Down, which we basically record whenever. It's not the most consistent. We'll do like 3 weeks in a row. Then you won't hear from us for 2 weeks. Then we'll do like 2 weeks, 1 week. We're rubbish. But it's good when it happens. So, yeah, it's that's pretty much how I'm spread these days. Yeah. Inside the Ropes, Daily Mail, and all of it under Twitter, I guess.
Spread.
Maggie?
That's spread. I always learn new stuff on the show.
Is it? Violet.
Yeah. Guys, you can follow me on X, I suppose, at Maggie_IK. This is where we usually have. Yeah, I know. It's fine. And on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Guys, I know that there are a lot of, you know, Instagram followers that follow my, you know, daily stories. I plan on putting an end to that. Like,
whoa, why? I saw you punch the wall and shit.
I've been saying that for 3 months. She's been saying for 3 months.
No, I cannot find any more photos of Pedro Pascal that I haven't posted yet.
What happened to the workout photos? What happened to those?
Oh, I will. Just, you know, it's my phone is always in the other room now because I hate it.
I need to see the stories of you arguing with people in your pub. I need to see you. Why did you punch a wall? Why did that happen?
Because I was trying to kill a mosquito. I killed, but like it's you know the wall right next to the toilet, and I'm like, oh, mosquito, went, just and like it broke.
Jesus.
And I told my boss, I'm like, hey, I broke the wall, and he was like, how? How? Why?
Why did you do that?
And there was this dude who was like really annoying, and you know because I had a friend at the bar and I showed him the photo, and he was like, "Hey, dude, you want to see a photo?"
That should be
it'd
be a good reality show following you in that bar. It would, wouldn't it, Rob? I'd watch that.
Yeah, a camera following me around. Hey, I have to gorilla press you, okay? Like,
I mean, I totally believe that you can. I do.
No. It's not happening. Are you kidding me? I can barely lift a beer keg. It's fine. It's it's not happening. So, Rob, hi.
You can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram at Fightful Rob, and also on whatever the hell that new one is, Threads. So, guys, we want to say thank you for joining us on Fightful Select. Because of you, we get to do fun stuff like this. And next week, we have another great guest for you. Maggie, do we want to go ahead and announce who we got?
No.
Okay, so we're not going to go ahead and announce who we got. So, that's it. But I can't end the show without doing this.
Yeah, David Busters, damn it.
There we go. That's for Maggie. As you can tell, she's happy. I made her day. Guys, thank you so much. Bye-bye. Peace.